Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Listen to the wind blow.
Welcome back. It's Fleetwood Mac bringing us back. 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Gene Siciliano. CFOForRent.com is his website. I encourage you to check it out. Also, his outstanding book, Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. You need to keep that handy. And it will help you. It'll probably save your business one day, if not today. So check it out. You'll thank me later. Gene, thanks again for being here. We're talking about how to compensate your people, especially your key people, especially in anticipation of an event in the future. Maybe we're retooling, we're trying to make sure the company stays relevant, or we're going to make an ownership change. And Gene, one of the things that we talked about in the last segment, the dicey part about when do you tell your employees that they're helping you get the business ready to sell. Well, how about telling them day one, because you want to help them buy it from you?
Exactly, a great idea, Jim, and it really and there's a program for that that's been in use at varying levels for years, but it's
right.
A perfect opportunity. It's called an employee stock ownership plan.
ESOP.
ESOP. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I've done some programming on this, some reporting on this, Gene, and it can be as little as, 20 or so employees.
It can help any small business.
It's always better if it's 100 or more, right?
It's not right for every company, because
yeah,
there's bank lending involved, and the company has to have enough cash flow to service the debt. You know,
right,
there are parameters that
right,
you have to achieve. But if you do that, you don't have to say anything except, I am transferring a piece of my ownership to you, and here's how we can make this more valuable for
mm-hmm,
all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's a great buy-in for people.
Right.
To have an ownership of something that they would never be able to build by themselves.
So another way, without doing the ESOP, which is more of a structured, a legal structure, a government-approved structure, another way is just making it available for one or two key people to buy the company. I know many examples like that.
Yes.
But it's hard, though, because they got to get the money. They got to come up with the money somewhere, right?
Well, they do, but you don't have to have a structure that's so formal as an ESOP to be able to lend them money. I have a client down in Texas whose number one executive under the owner owns a piece of the company. And by the way, this is a company that's going to transition to the next generation, so the
right,
the son of the owner is in there actively running the business and beginning to take ownership of it. But they got another key guy who's in there who owns a piece of the company, and he's very much devoted to the growth of that company because it's in his best interest as well.
Mm-hmm.
No ESOP plan there, no formal structure.
Mm-hmm.
He just said, help us build this company, and here's a piece of it for your efforts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's all kinds of different ways. I mean, every way you can think of to divide up the transfer, right? I mean, like you say, it could be that they maybe over a period of 10 years they work out and they pay you off and everybody's happy. The founder, the seller gets their time off and gets compensated. The other people left behind, so to speak, they gain ownership and they're able to have something that they wouldn't have had otherwise, and it benefits everybody. But you got to have a lot of communication. You got to have good records, and everybody has to be dealing in good faith.
And most importantly, and the whole point of where I started out with this idea, is that you have to have clear goals that everybody understands their role in, and
right,
knows that they're participating, that their success is going to be tied to how well they help
and
achieve those goals.
And it's got to be put in writing.
Of course.
It's got to be. It's the only way it's going to work, folks. And to as close to a guarantee as possible is if it's contractual, because I've seen these cases Gene, where the owner made commitments and then didn't follow through?
Well, you know, a plan in your head is a variable.
Right.
It changes daily.
Well, and I'll tell you, you and I both know it's hard for small business owners when it comes time to toss in the keys. So that's a lot harder than we think it's going to be 5 years earlier.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. Hey, Gene, I need the website one more time, please.
www.cfoforrent.com.
And they can find your book wherever books are sold?
They can.
Also, Financial Mastery for the Career Teacher, right?
That's another of my books for personal finance for teachers or really for any professional.
There you go. So yeah, check that out.
Building
all that
for their
out.
Own retirement.
Gene Siciliano. Hey, Gene, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, my friend. Good
See
to
you
be
next
with
time.
You.
Gene Siciliano, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.